从小我就知道自己是一个基督徒。
From a young child, I knew I was a Christian.
但却从不认识神，也几乎没有参加过教会生活。
But I never know God, and I've never come to the to have a church life.
我信主是从三年前我爸生病开始。
I truly believe in the Lord from 3 years ago when my father was in illness.
一次又一次的经历和见证让我开始认识神并信赖他。
Again and again, through many testimonies, I have come to believe in the Lord and trusting him.
当时医生说我爸没有多大希望，最多只剩下三个月时间。
At that time, the doctor said that my dad, there's no cure for my dad, and he's only got 3 months left.
家人的祷告，教会兄弟姐妹的祷告。
Through the prayers of the family members and the brothers, sisters in the church.
我爸身体在逐渐的好转。
My dad was gradually recovering. Thank the Lord.
感谢主的大爱和怜悯救了我的父亲，给了他新的生命。
For his great love and mercy that he has saved my father and have gave him a new life.
后来也因着来到澳洲。
And also, at the time we were migrating to Australia.
在我婆婆的带领下，我参加了教会和这次受洗。
I was led by my mother-in-law to the church, and now, this time I've been baptized.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
大家好。在我前
25
年的生命中，我并不是一个没有信仰的人。
In the first 25 years of my life, I wasn't one without a belief.
但是在很多时候，我都认为自己无法去明白信仰的真正含义。
But oftentimes, I did not truly understand the meaning of having a belief.
是否我们愿意去相信一切，就会去得到。
So whether if you believe in something, then you can gain the thing that you believe in.
或者是只要我们去相信，一切就会好起来。
Or if you believe in something, then things will get better.
所以我也从来不会相信自己顺遂的人生会遭遇什么样的磨难和坎坷。
So I never knew how what difficulties will come up in my life.
只是希望去开心的面对生活，面对一切。
I just wanted to have a happy life, to face everything with a positive attitude.
可是生活远远没有我们想象中的那么简单。
Of course, life is never the what we expected.
在我来到悉尼短短几个月的时间中
，In a short few months after I have come to Sydney,
我却经历了我二十几年都没有经历过的痛苦。
I have experienced the sufferings and pain that I've never experienced in the first 25 years of my life.
所以我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
如果没有主在万人之中召唤我
If it wasn't for him, that he has chosen me in the amongst the ten thousands.
并且用他亲生儿子身上的血洗净了我的罪
And has washed me by the blood of his own son.
我真的永远在罪的网络中无法自拔
Then I would have been trapped by the entangles of sin and would not be able to save myself.
这一点是我在信主之后感受很强烈的一点。
This is what I felt strongly after I have believed in him.
那段时间我很焦虑。
During the time I was very anxious.
但是我却经常对主有一个祷告。
But I often pray to the Lord like this.
主啊，你记得我曾经对你说过的话吗
？I said, Lord, do you remember what I have said to you?
我说我现在要把自己奉献给你。
I said, Lord, I want to consecrate myself to you.
我真的很想开心起来，也想过一个健康的生活。
I want to have a good attitude to like to live have a joyful life.
我希望你带领我。
I pray that you lead me.
祷告后的那天晚上以后。
So after my prayer on the same evening.
是我得救以后第一次心里的舒坦和释放。
Is the first time I feel such peace such peace in my heart.
在连续以后的连续一周，我都能感觉到每天自己都在变好。
And the week after that, I can see myself gradually improving.
是主的带领让我变得更加善良，更加柔软。
The Lord has changed me that I became better kind and meek.
所以 我都接下来在每次祷告中都能够说出主的话，是他让我变成他的形象，变成他的模样。
So after that, every time I pray, I ask the Lord to change me that I may be more like Him.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
也求主的怜悯保守。阿门。
And also, we're thanking for His mercy and His protection. Amen.
Thank you.
Greetings to everyone.
兄弟姐妹好。
And greetings to brothers and sisters.
我叫苏元。
My name is 苏元。
我想简单说一下我是怎么相信主的，然后在我身上的一点点见证。
I also want to briefly share about how I came to know the Lord and a little testimony about my life.
我相信主大概有三步。
There are three parts to my story about how do I get to know the Lord.
我来到澳大利亚呢是一个留学生，然后在墨尔本生活了十年。
I came to Australia as a student, and then I lived in Melbourne for 10 years.
然后在这十年里，我没有接触过任何关于就是我们这个基督的事情，所以一无所知。
So for that 10 years, I know nothing about Christianity and didn't get to know any Christians.
来到那个悉尼这边之后呢，我认识了我的朋友，就是美华。
But I came to Australia, came to Sydney, and then I got to know my friend 美华。
当时呢，我正在有我第二个孩子，还是个 baby 的时候，他来到我家里，然后就算是第一次给我传福音吧。
So when I was having my second baby, 美华 came and visited me.And then she shared the gospel with me.
然后我就知道了这个事情。但是当时呢，就像一个种子在我心里，它还并没有生根，也没有发芽。
So that's the first time I heard about the gospel. It's like a seed planted in my heart, but it did not bear fruit. It did not grow.
然后我们在这边呢是做生意的，然后生意就是为了赚钱嘛，所以平时一直很忙碌，就是为了带孩子，然后做生意赚钱。
So my purpose coming to Australia is to make money. So I spend all my time in my business and taking care of my children.
对，就是没有信仰，活的就是像一个行尸走肉一样。
So I'm living like a zombie. Like basically, I just live my life, making money and taking care of children.
然后呢，我一直不在乎的是我自己的健康，从来没有想过这个问题。
And one thing I never took care of is my health. I never thought about why I should take care of my health.
对，因为觉得自己还年轻嘛，才30多岁。然后就在去年的那个一个 regular 的 blood test 里，发现就是我自己的肝功有点不正常。
And I thought I was still young in my 30s. I'm healthy.But one day I had blood test discovered that there is something abnormal in my health.
对，然后呢 ，GP 很紧张，直接就让我去见那个 specialist.
And the GP actually was quite anxious, and then he sent me to a specialist.
对，然后在那里呢，他说你是一种自免系统疾病，就是我自己的免疫力呢不保护我自己，反而攻击我自己的肝脏。
He's saying that I have a disease that my antibody did not protect me, but rather than protecting me is attacking my system.
对，然后我就突然变得很脆弱，因为我觉得人可能在特别脆弱的时候就开始寻求主。
And I became very weak physically, but perhaps that's the time that I began to cry out to God.
然后呢，这个事情就在主这个事情在我身体里生根发芽了，我一天一天的就发现我要亲近他，我要跟他祷告，我必须要说出来，我才能释放我自己的压力。
So that seed that was planted now start growing and become bearing fruits as I become closer and closer to God. That I cannot rest until I spend time with God.
对，然后呢，第二步的时候呢，是我就在我家里有一个聚会，然后我邀请了几家人，非常神奇的是，他们全部都是Jesus 的孩子。
The second part of my story is that I started a home meeting in my home, and I invited a few family, and surprisingly, they all belong to Jesus.
对，然后他们都是非常善良而且非常好的人，他们跟我说很多事情，然后我就觉得我一定要加入这个家庭，我觉得很温暖。
And I saw that they are very kind and very warm towards me, and I really want to join their family, a family of God.
然后最后真的促使我就是信了基督，开始读圣经呢，就是有一天在一个海边，我和美华还有一个朋友他的妈妈，然后我们在一起聊天。
One day I went to the beach with Mei Hua and another friend and his mother, and we that's after I started reading the Bible, and we just having a chat.
然后他们很深入地给我讲这些事情，让我明白什么是真正的生命，你现在应该追求的是什么，不应该追求，舍弃的是什么。
And in a very in-depth manner, they explained to me the truth about my belief and talk about what I should pursue, what I should not pursue.
然后还有一件很实际的事情，就是另外那位朋友那天他带了个包，他发现包里他什么都没有带，带了一本圣经。
And that day, one of the friends who came along to the beach discovered that he forgotten everything. He only brought the Bible.
所以他把那本圣经送给我了，我就是从那天晚上开始查考圣经。
And he actually gave that as a gift to me, so I began to read the scripture from that day onwards.
圣经这本书呢，这么多年了，被这么多人读过，它真的是一个非常充满智慧的书。
And the Bible is certainly a book full of wisdom. It has been read by so many people over the years.
我想这就是为什么这本书存在，因为它有生命。
And I say this book exists because it has life.
我很幸运我能读到它，我很幸运今天我能有这个仪式，让我自己变成一个真正的有生命、有基督生命的人。
I'm so glad that I was able to read it. I'm so glad that I became a person who has a life of Christ in me.
而且经过这件事情以后，我一直在跟随那specialist 复查我的那个验血结果，现在已经是越来越好了。
And after this, I discovered that my result of examination with the specialist is improving every day.
所以我现在也不再担心什么，我知道我活着我要做什么，如果我不能活着，我知道我要去哪里。
So I do not worry about anything now. Now that I live, I know what I should do. Even if I do not live, I know where I'm going.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.
Hi, sir. I'm just gonna talk a bit about myself. So yeah.
大家好，我就想简单的介绍我下我自己。
So I was born into a Christian family.
我在一个基督徒，生在一个基督徒家庭里。
But unfortunately, my parents were divorced.
但是很不幸的是，我的父母离异了。
Thanks. Yeah. Okay. But even though I was raised in a Christian family, I never really came to church until a few years ago.
所以虽然我在基督生在一个基督徒家庭里，但是我一直没有来教会，直到几年前。
When I came to church, I believed because I found peace and because the Lord had really helped me to accept my parents' divorce.
当我来到教会，我就觉得很有平安。怎么说
？Because
然后主帮助我接受这个父母离异这个事实。
And also, my second struggle was, having my operation, as you might have like known about.
第二件事情就是我因为身体的缘故动了手术。
But it wasn't really a struggle to me because it helped me believe more in Jesus and to trust more in Him and to have faith in Him.
我自己觉得这个疾病对我不是很大的难处，因为这个经过这个疾病让我更多的来信靠主耶稣。
And I really practice. I really want to say thank you for him to for helping me get through all these sufferings.
我就很感谢神帮助我经过这一切的难处。
And I got baptized today so that when I do get experience any sufferings, I would look back on this day and remember why I got baptized and why I believed.
我今天受浸，使我以后在以后的人生中，当我再回去再回想这一天，让我知道为什么要受浸，要来接受主做我的救主。
Yeah, thank you.
谢谢大家。
很开心今天受浸。
I'm very happy to be baptized today.
我今天想分享的就是我为什么来到这里，然后信主。
I want to share about how I came to this place and why I want to believe.
因为最早的时候我来教会的时候有一个很单纯的目的。
I first came to church with a very simple purpose.
但不是向着主。
It's not to believe.
Yeah. 我求他赦免我的罪。
I asking him to forgive my sins.
因为当时我是很希望主可以带领我的妻子。
I was hoping that God can give guidance to my wife.
带她可以走出她的困境。
That God can lead her out of her difficult situations.
但后来发现，其实是主带领我来这里。
But I discovered that it was the Lord bringing me to the church.
我们在教会里感到很安静，很温暖。
In the church, we felt warm, we felt peace.
从可能在这个礼堂里面，我来到教会学习的时间是最短的。
Perhaps in this hall, the time that I spend in this hall,meeting with everyone was probably the shortest among you all.
因为从开始来教会到现在可能就两个月。
It's only about 2 months since I first came to church.
但我感受到大家的温暖，而且也得到了很多的见证。
And here I also met with the warmth of everyone and to see the testimony of everyone.
为什么促使我今天受浸
？So why should I get baptized today？
就是当我在看圣经的时候，有一句话。
It's when I read the scripture, there was a verse that spoke to me.
有耳能听，应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear.
然后我就觉得，我应该是去信靠主。
And I felt that that verse tell me that I should come and believe in the Lord.
从之前的我跟现在的我，我觉得感觉到很大的改变。
I discovered that I have changed greatly, the one before coming to church and the one after.
因为以前的我在其他人看来是很上进、积极。
To other people, I'm always a very positive and always outgoing person.
但相对来说，对于我自己，晚上睡觉，我觉得有。其实很累，很压抑。
But at night when I go to sleep, I discovered I was physically very tired and finding very difficult.
然后，当慢慢学习，慢慢将自己放下，信靠主的时候
，As I begin to learn more about what I believe and begin to trust the Lord more and more.
然后我发现自己睡得很。安静很舒服。
I discovered that I began to sleep very soundly and very comfortably.
虽然在工作上很大压力。
Even though I have many pressure at work.
但是我也会自己调整时间参加很多教会聚会。
But I was able to now organize my time to go to many of the meetings in the church.
但相反，我现在感觉我的时间比以前过得更充实，更自己掌握的时间好像更多。
I discovered that I began to have more time, more free time for myself.
感谢赞美主。
Thanks and praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我还记得 我来这个教会的第一个星期天，然后它也是一个受浸聚会。
I remember the first Sunday I came to this church, it was also a baptism meeting.
但是那个时候，我还没有完全准备好，而且我也没有机会去参加。但是
At that time I wasn't prepared, and I also didn't have the opportunity to participate in the baptism meeting.
但是我心里就反反复复的在跟自己讨论一样，然后就感觉主在召唤我，但是我信心不足。
At that time, I was thinking about the matter over and over again, as if God is calling me to do the same thing, but I have not enough faith to do it.
然后我也从其他弟兄姊妹那里听到，是教会那个受浸聚会一年有两次。
And I heard that from other brothers and sisters saying that in average the church will have two baptisms per year.
然后大概几个月后，我就已经我相信自己就已经完全要接受主了。然后其实非常非常想赶快受浸。
And few months later, I discovered that I'm really understood what I know about believing in the Lord.And I, at that time, I wanted to be baptized immediately.
但是呢，大概过了六个月，也就是半年，发现还没有一点消息，我就很着急。
After 6 months, I discovered that no one talked about another baptism coming up, so I was a bit worried.
然后，我今天非常非常开心，今天有受浸了，然后今天也跟魔鬼，跟我的罪告别。
And today I'm very, very happy because I'm saying goodbye to Satan and to my sins.
因为我是一个独生女，所以呢，之前很容易受那个魔鬼的诱惑。
I'm a single child. In the past, I'm very easily tempted by Satan.
然后我之前真的是一个很多罪，拥有很多罪的一个罪人。
I'm a sinner who have committed many sins.
但是，主呢，就拣选了我，然后非常非常爱我。
But the Lord had chosen me and He loves me very, very much.
因为我的妈妈，她也是个基督徒，而且她信了有十几年了。我小学时候就已经开始有信仰。
And my mother, also a believer, she has believed in the Lord for more than 10 years. And when I was in primary school, I followed her.
然后我就，但是当时也不知悔改，主给了我一个基督徒母亲在我身边来，好像传递他的话语一样安排在我身边，然后我现在非常内疚。
But I did not truly believe or know what it means to be repent, even though my God has given me a Christian mother, but I do not know how to follow her to believe.
但是我相信主也会原谅我的。
And I believe God forgave me because of that.
然后，来到这边之后，就来到澳洲之后，这八个月里面，一直，尽管从开始刚开始，没有说自己愿意，但是一直有在教会里生活。
So in Australia now, I'm here for 8 months, even though in the beginning, I'm not willing to come to church, but I continue to come.
但是现在我已经完全接受，而且完全被感化，被增强了我的信心。
But now I'm truly convinced this is what I believe, and I am fully convinced that I want to come, and happy to come all the time.
然后就是可能我没有经历特别大的事情让我一下子去寻找主。
I did not discover that there are many big decisions I have to make that I need to seek the Lord for.
但是呢，我从很多小事情上有感受到主在我身上做工，感受到他的爱。
But in the many, many small matters, I discovered that the Lord really cared for me.And I can really experience him and his love.
这就是我一个 简单的见证。
This is my simple testimony.
谢谢。
几次机会可以接触主。
There were a few opportunities that I could come to know the Lord.
但是我决定受浸到相信主，就是那么短短的这两个月。
But this time, from the time I believe in the Lord to I get baptized, it's only a couple of months.
记得两个月多，之前我带着我的宝宝，来到这个教会。
Remember about 2 months ago, I brought I came to this church with my baby.
那时候我正经历人生最大的难处。
At the time, I was going through the most difficult time of my life.
我感到很绝望，而且我觉得很难熬过去。
I felt hopeless. I felt that I could not go on.
然后我就自己抱着宝宝走到了主日学那个班，发呆的看着其他宝宝还有老师玩。
So I carried my baby. I walked into the children's Sunday school room and I watched other parents and teachers speaking to the children.
然后当聚会结束的时候，我正在等我的先生来接我。
After the meeting, I was waiting. As I was waiting for my husband to pick me up.
当时候有几个姐妹发现我可能是一个比较陌生的脸孔。
Some sisters discovered that I'm a strange face, so.
她就关心我起来，而且发现了宝宝他的衣服脏了。
So they started to care for me, and they discovered that the baby's clothes were dirty.
那么他们就很好心的帮我借尿片啊，还有借衣服帮我的宝宝。换衣服。
So they were very, really kind that they have borrowed some nappies and were changing for my baby.
感谢主，当时有一位姊妹她留了我的电话，然后过了不久她就联系我。
I thank the Lord, a sister asked for my phone number and not long after she contacted me.
于是乎她过了几天就带了另外一位姊妹来我家。跟我聊天。
A few days after, the sister came along with another sister to talk to me.
她说从母亲的角度觉得我当天的样子很忧伤。
She said from intuitive as a mother, you look very sad on that day.
她觉得主好像引领她去来帮助我。
She said that she felt she was led by the Lord to care for Sister Leanne.
那天我也非常感动，于是我把我的经历告诉他们，他们也为我祷告。
I was really touched by that, and I told them my story, my experience, and they were praying for me.
后来那一周日我就去了福音班。
On the next Lord's Day, I joined the gospel class.
跟很多中国人一样，因为我们受到的教育，我们都相信世界上是没有神的。
Like many Chinese, we have been educated to believe that there is no God.
但是经过了姊妹还有弟兄的解释以后，我觉得他们说的也很有道理。
But after I heard the explanation from the brothers and sisters,I felt that it is reasonable.
因为有一些东西我们看不见，并不等于它不存在，因为人的能力是有限的。
There are many things that we do not see, but it doesn't mean that they don't exist, because we are, as human beings, we are so limited.
于是后来我就跟我先生花了一些时间去研究圣经的科学性。
So I spent some time with my husband studying the Bible,and looking into this Christianity.
我们发现其实圣经有很多东西它的预言性真的很准，很奇妙。
We discover that the Bible is such a wonderful book, and there's a lot of prophecies that is so accurate, it's quite amazing to us.
那我们就花了更多的时间去参加聚会，参加教堂，还有阅读圣经。
We decided to spend more time coming to the meetings and reading the Bible.
那后来我也试着去祷告， 求主给我一些力量去照顾家人。
I also try to pray to God and ask for strength that I can care for my family.
那很奇妙的，家人也觉得我慢慢的开始变好了。
Quite amazingly, my family discovered that I gradually my situation gradually improved.
从祷告中，我心里得到平安和平静。
By praying to God, I have received peace in my heart.
正如刚才我先生上来做的见证，他以前是一个很努力很奋斗的人。
Just like my husband has just shared, he's a very positive person. He always works hard.
我们以前每天我们以前每周五天都要工作，然后周末的时候他都有他的副业。
Previously, we both work 5 days a week, and then during the weekend, he has a second job.
所以也有一些遗憾，就是想带宝宝去公园或者去Sydney Harbour 那边玩，都是一个奢望。
So we're always quite regretful that we couldn't bring our children to play in Sydney Harbour and in many places.
但感谢主的保守，他现在还有我们的家里也有很大的改变。
I thank the Lord he has kept my family and there's been a great change in my family.
主为我们释放了哀伤还有压力。
The Lord has set us free from sorrows and the pressure of life.
他现在还能用有限的时间去处理以前的事情，并且我们还能参加更多的聚会，例如星期五、星期六晚上的聚会。
My husband was able to use his time much more effectively, and we were able to join many of the church meetings.
记得几周之前，我们一家人去了Olympic Park 那边玩。
A few weeks ago, our family went to play at the Olympic Park.
我捡到了一个钱包。
I picked up a wallet.
我们发现里面有很多。卡还有失主的一些重要的卡片还有钱。
There was many cards and monies in there.
当时候我们一心的就想把这个荷包快点还给失主，因为我们知道他很担心。
We thought that the owner must be very anxious, so we tried to look for the owner who lost the wallet.
但是里面没有他的联系电话，只有他 license 上面的地址。
There was no contact details. There was only the address on the license.
那我们也打算开车去把这个钱包还给他。
We were planning to drive to that address and return the wallet to the person.
后来我先生就在网上查他的名字，查他的 ABN， 然后就找到了他的 contact details.
My husband decided to search the name and then look up the ABN and then eventually find the contact details.
然后很顺利的感谢主他我们联系了他。
So we contacted the person.
And 他当晚就来了，而且他感到很意外，也突然间想从钱包上面拿钱给我先生做回报。
And the same evening, the owner came to pick up the wallet and he wants to give the money from the wallet as a thanks to my husband.
但是我先生拒绝了。
My husband said no.
从这件事上面我们觉得很平安。
From this instance, we felt quite peaceful.
我觉得信了主以后我们好像内心也改变了很多，可能以前我们也出于一些贪念会觉得捡到的东西就是我们的。
We felt that after we have believed in the law, we have been, something has been changed in us inwardly. Previously, perhaps we may think that think that if we pick up something that it belongs to us.
感谢主这次有机会让我们可以受浸，让我们可以生命得到重生。
I thank the Lord that we have the opportunity this time to be baptized and we have to be under His name.
这些是我的见证。
And this is my testimony.
谢谢。
Thank you.
Hi guys.
大家好。
So, around 2 years ago, I was very, very close to God.
大概两年多以前，我跟神很近。
I was very emotional and like, I just told everyone about God and like, I was very proud of Him and like, He was in my life.
我很情绪化，我告诉每个人关于神的事情，我他在我的生命中，我很为他高兴。
But unfortunately, one year ago, so last year, I got something very tragic happened.
但是很不幸的是，去年有一些很不幸的事情发生。
There was specifically one person that I had a lot of hatred towards.
有一个人是我很不喜欢，我对他有很多的恨。
And that made me go further away from God.
因为这个对人的恨，让我渐渐的远离神。
Well, the person that I hated was myself.
那个我恨的人就是我自己。
I started to block out everyone, including God, and like I didn't talk to anyone.
我开始把每个人都封闭在外面，包括神在内，我不想跟任何人说话。
And then one friend of mine, she kind of figured it out that I was hating myself.
有个朋友就发现到我在厌恶我自己。
Of course, like other people, they will say, "You're not mature enough. You don't know your feelings. What, you're not supposed to feel this way."
或许有些人会说你不够成熟，你不应该这样子，有这种感觉。
But this one friend, she understood me, and she stood close to me, and of course, she was Christian.
我这个朋友他理解我，他是个基督徒，他知道我心里的感受。
She asked me if I was Christian, and I said yes, I believe in God.
她问我是不是基督徒，我说是的，我相信主。
So we did stay in contact, and whenever I fell down, she picked me up.
所以我们就保持联系，当我觉得很压抑、很软弱的时候，她就帮助扶持我。
And, coincidentally, she goes to this church.
很偶然的，就是她就是来这个教会聚会的。
So there were like around two downfalls, before this baptism.
在这个受浸以前，还有两件事情。
But I'm very thankful that, I came back to God.
就有两次的跌落，但是我很感谢主，然后我能够回到他的面前。
Another thing I'm very grateful for God is that this year, I came closer to my mom.
另外一件很感恩的事情就是今年神让我跟我的母亲有更好的关系。
I remember that before we always fought and, it was just very noisy at home and it wasn't peaceful.
我记得以前我们常常吵架，家里面没有平安。
So one night I was sitting on my bed and I couldn't sleep.
有一天晚上我坐在我的床上，我就不能够睡。
For some reason I just decided to open my camera and look through some photos.
不知道为什么我就想要打开我的相机来看一些照片。
I saw a photo of my mom when she was younger.
我看见我母亲的年轻的时候一张照片。
Then something clicked in my mind that I realized that no one's forever and eventually someone will pass away.
突然间里面有一个感觉，就是没有一个人能够一直活着，每个人都要过去。
It was around 12 o'clock, very, very late.
那个时候差不多十二点钟，已经非常晚了。
But I felt very, very emotional.
但我觉得很里面觉得很激动。
So I decided to call my mom over and sit her down and talk about it.
所以我决定把我的叫我母亲过来，我们就一起坐下来谈。
And after the talk, I felt very, very peaceful.
当我们谈话过以后，我觉得非常的平安。
I just thank God for that.
我很感谢神。
Before this baptism, something inside me wasn't willing to get baptized.
在这个受浸以前，我里面有一些的东西来不让我，不愿意来受浸。
I thought it was because I was getting forced by my parents and stuff.
我觉得我好像是被我的父母强迫的来受浸。
So I called up one of my youth group leaders, and so I could meet up with her.
我就联系我的青年组的一个带领的然后我可以跟他联系，跟他来谈。
She sat me down and said, she was asking me whether or why I don't feel like I want to get baptized.
姊妹就问我为什么不愿意参加受浸。
At that point, of course, my mind, I knew that I wasn't going to follow anyone else but God.
那个时候我心里很清楚，我不能够跟随任何人，只有神。
But I don't know, some part of me just didn't want to get baptized.
但我知道说里面有我的一部分的我好像不愿意参加受浸。
And after the talk with my youth group leader, I realized that I didn't want to get baptized because I thought after baptism I couldn't sin anymore.
当我跟姊妹谈过以后，那么我就知道为什么我不愿意受浸，因为我错误的以为受浸以后我就不能够再犯罪了。
Another thing was because I felt very guilty inside that I thought I wasn't worth getting baptized.
还有就是我里面有一个罪恶感，觉得说我不配得参加受浸。
I thought I had too much sins to get baptized, and yeah.
我觉得我有太多的罪，我不能够参加受浸。
But I'm very glad I got baptized today.
但是我很感谢主，今天受浸了。
Yeah.
谢谢。
So I didn't think about God.
我从来没有想过神。
Really seriously, when I was in primary.
就是从来在我的小学的时候，从来没有很认真的想过神。
But during high school, I became closer to God.
但在初中的时候，我就开始是想神的事情。
Especially from the church camps and youth camps.
其实特别是在教会的一些青年营会当中。
And I also became closer to God after my dad's surgery.
还有就是当我跟神更亲近，就是在我父亲需要动手术以后。
When I had to trust that God will help my dad recover.
但我需要信靠神可以帮助我的父亲恢复健康。
So, after my dad's surgery, I realized that God was a savior and also our master.
当我的父亲手术以后，我意识到神是我们的救主，他也是我们的主。
Because he forgives us and we also have to obey him.
他赦免我们的罪，我们也需要来顺服他。
And I also like to thank my family for sticking up for me and helping me become closer to God.
我也要谢谢我的家人，他们帮助我来认识神，来跟神更亲近。
Yep.
Thank you.
So I only started to seriously think about God probably in the last year or so.
我开始比较认真来思考关于神这个关于神的事是在最近一年前。
This is because I've had to start to think about my future, like what I'm gonna study and what I'm gonna do.
因为要开始思考我到底要读什么书，我开始要为我前途打算。
And then because of this, I thought about what my purpose in this life would be.
我开始思考到我在这里的人生的目的到底是什么。
Why should I put so much effort into this life if there's nothing to aim for?
如果我花了这么多精神去努力，但是却没有一个目标的话，那的确是没有什么意思。
If there's no goal at the end, then what's the point?
如果到最终呢，我没有一个清楚的目的，那为什么我需要努力呢？
So then I thought that I'd rather live for something with an end goal than live aimlessly.
所以我就开始觉得我应该有一个目的啊，为着这目的去活，而不是漫无目的的去生活。
And this goal was eternal life and God's salvation.
这个目的就是永生和神的救恩。
But in the beginning, I did have doubts.
但开始时，我的确有很多的迷惑。
Because everywhere you go, there will be people who say religion is stupid.
因为很多地方你去的，很多人都会说啊，宗教的确是很笨的。
Religion is only for the poor, unsuccessful who want a glimmer of hope.
就宗教只是给那些失败的人或者没有能力的人，让他们给他们一点一线希望。
So I decided to search for him, search for answers, and do some research on the Bible and what he says.
我就开始做了很多调查关于圣经圣经所说的是什么话。
And then I thought, this world is pretty cool. So, yeah, there must be a creator.
我想到这个世界的确是这么美妙，一定有一个创造者在后面。
And because of this, I decided to commit my life to God.
因为这个事，我就愿意把我的一生奉献给神。
But then I realized that I realized the amount of sins I had committed and how big of a sinner I was.
但是我发觉我的确是一个很大的一个罪人，因为我犯了很多罪。
So I realized that I needed God's salvation and that I needed to be saved from my sins.
我知道我需要神的救恩。叫让神能够把我从最终救出来。
So that's when I seriously thought about getting baptized.
这就是我为什么开始认真的思考我要不要受浸。
And because of my commitment to God in the recently, I feel like I've become more composed. At school, and
Because 最近我比较认真的思考关于神的事情，我发觉我在学校里面，我的情绪会比较稳定。
I'm less prone to external influences, and I've also become a better witness.
我就能够免去很多外面的诱惑，我也成为一个更好的见证人。
But I realize I am still a sinner, and that I will need God's continual guidance.
但是我知道我是一个罪人，我需要神一直的在帮助我。
For example, at home, yeah.
好像在家里面。
Yeah, that's about it.
我就希望神更多的带领我，我就说这些。
Hello, people.
大家好。
I'm Johnson.
我是 Johnson.
And so today's baptism was pretty good for me. I felt very happy.
今天的受浸聚会，我的确是很高兴。
Even though I probably should have been baptized quite a long time ago when I first believed.
我觉得我应该很早以前就受浸了，因为我很早以前就相信了。
So what made me get convinced to be baptized today.
但为什么今天我特别的要受浸呢？
It was about a year from today.
是大概一年前。
It just happened to me that I started talking to the Lord.
我就开始发觉我开始跟神有对话。
It wasn't really like prayer. It was just talking to the air, but I was addressing the Lord.
不是祷告，我觉得我是好像向天空说话。
It happened like every hour or so. The Lord just came into my mind, and I thanked Him for the surrounding environment.
就是说，当时就很多念头来到我心中，我就向神说谢谢啊，为着他为我所做的一些事。
It usually happened when I was like walking to the station or something. So I would basically ask Him to guide me throughout the day and give me protection and.
很多时候就是走路到火车站的时候，我就会对他说：“神啊，帮助我今天一天的的事，能够保护我。”
It was about 2 months ago when, at the bus stop going home, I was waiting for a bus.
两个月前我在巴士车站等巴士的时候
，And then two people about like high school or university approached me and asked me if I knew about the gospel.
然后两个人好像是中学生或者大学生，他们就跑过来跟我谈话，说问我说我相信不相信有耶稣。
I did, and this made me realize that these people were trying to spread the gospel to people that didn't know yet.
我就说是的，我相信。这我看到这两个人是想向着那些没有听过耶稣的名字的人传福音。
And this made me realize that.I was very grateful to be put into a Christian family and an environment like this.
所以让我懂得感激说神说我生在一个基督徒的家庭中。
And so my belief in the Lord grew and so today I decided to get baptized.
所以从那天开始我对神的信靠就更增多了，所以我今天就决定要受浸。
I realized that the Lord had a plan for me.
我知道神在我生命里面有一个计划。
And once in a while, I get this message in my head to seek Him, and that He shall provide a plan for me, and that everything will be okay.
就常常我会想到说神他会给我一个帮助，给我一个计划，然后他会带领我走那个方向。
Because the Lord declares in the Bible that He has a plan for me, and that He has a plan to prosper me and not to harm me, plans to give me a hope and a future.
因为神在话中告诉我说，他有一个，他给我，他为我有一个旨意，他这个旨意是让我能够兴旺，而不是得到不是受到亏损。
And from this baptism today, I find peace, and I thank Him for that.Because I know that He's got my back.
今天的受浸聚会里面，我很兴奋，很高兴，因为我知道神在后面支持着我。
Thank you.
谢谢。
在我来澳大利亚之前呢，我觉得我的人生就是一个死循环，然后接着一个死循环。
Before I came to Australia, I know that my life is a dead circle,
Just
one after another.
Yeah. 就是呢，我人生的每个阶段都有一个非常想要得到的东西，但是呢，那个结果都不是我特别想要的。
So every stage of my life was always something that I desire to have, but in the end, the outcome is not always is never what I expected.
对，这个就是一个关于倒霉人的故事。
This is the story of a man with a bad luck.
Man. 那第一件事情呢，就是我的中考。
The first one is my graduation examination from the primary school.
其实那时候呢，我的成绩算是不错，但是呢，有一点小波动。然后，
My study was okay, but I had ups and downs.
但是，就是在那种情况下呢，老师会建议你，你应该去报你想要那个学校，就是基本上是最好的学校。但是那个情况下呢，因为那个时候我父亲他其实是有外债的，就是说如果我要报那个学校的话，可能要报二线，可能会差几分，那我要交钱。那个时候其实我父亲是没有能力去说供应我这个，然后我最后呢就选择了一个，就是我就是考了再难我也能够进的那个学校。
Okay, my teacher's advice was that I need to enroll for the best school that I can possibly achieve from my mark. But because my father financially he's not well off, so I decided to choose a school that no matter how bad I did in the exam, I can still go.
然后呢，最后结果出来呢，就是我其实分数超过那个我想要的学校好多好多分。
So in the end, my mark was a lot better than the what I need to get to that school.
那第二个倒霉的事情肯定就是高考了。
And the second bad luck that happened to me was my examination to go enter university.
在高考前期呢，所有的征兆都告诉我我会考得非常好。
Before the examination, all the signs, all the was telling me that I could do quite well in the exam.
我记得就是非常清楚，就是那时候的语文老师就是单独找我谈话，他说建成，他说我有种预感，他说我们三中呢，以往历史上最高的高考的语文成绩是127，我觉得你有可能打破这个记录。
One of my teachers, Chinese teacher, tells me that you are going to break the record. You're probably going to break the record in our whole school.
然后我的地理老师告诉我，他说建成所有的人都可以担心高考，就你不可以，因为你考得最差，你也会考得很好。
My geography teacher was telling me everyone can worry about you the exam. You don't need to because you're going to be good.
可是事实证明呢，那个是我人生当中考得最差的一次考试。
But as it turned out, it was the worst exam that I ever did in my life.
然后第三件事情呢，就是我工作之后，我的目标是进一个广告公司，公关公司。
And the third thing was that my goal was always to enter into a public relation company.
它是中国最大的一个公关公司，叫 Blue Focus. 然后我为了
biggest public relation company in the world in China.
然后我为了进那个公司呢，其实我做了很多的准备。
In order to get into that company, I had did a lot of preparation.
然后经过很多很多轮的面试，其实我觉得我应该是能够进那个公司。
After several rounds of interviews, I felt that I could get into that company.
最后那个 HR 就是那个人事部还打电话过来说确认说其实你要进我这个公司对不对？他还跟我最终确认。
In the end, the HR department called me up and said, "Are you sure you want to enter this company?"
可是当我打算入职的时候呢，那个 HR 跟我说，他忘记跟那个 leader 说，就是。然后那个 leader 又找着了新的人，合适的人选，就是说这个是个乌龙事件，然后我又错过了这个机会。
In the end, there was a misunderstanding. The HR department forgot to tell the decision maker that I had intention to enter into this company. So I missed out because of that.
Yeah. 然后最后一件事情就是我来澳大利亚。
And the last thing was coming to Australia.
其实我应该是去年七月份就要 enroll 到我那个学校的，但是我直到我今年三月初我才来上学。
I was supposed to be enrolled in July last year, but it wasn't until March this year that I come to join the school.
就是说呢，这个过程呢也有很多的波折。
And there was lots of ups and downs in all these things.
最后呢，我爸爸都跟我说，女儿啊，也许这可能是命，你的命就是不好。
And my father was telling me that this is your fate. You just have a quite unfortunate.
可是我就是不甘心啊，我就觉得说我投入了精力时间，我不比别人付出少的努力，为什么我就不能够得到我想要的。
But I wasn't happy with the answer because I had put in lots of efforts, a lot of preparations, and I couldn't understand why I could not get what I expected.
我就觉得好像说我的人生当中有一个力量它一直要阻止我去某一个方向。
I felt that there was a force that was always stopping me from getting where I want to go.
我很生气，然后又很怨恨，然后我就想说，既然你不给我，你就是我想要的，那为什么要让我知道这么多呢？让我读这么多书，让我知道什么是好的。可是你知道了什么是好的，可是你却不却得不到那个好的。
I was angry. I was full of complaint. I was trying to fight. I questioned if you don't want me to get what I want, then why do you want me to study so hard and put in so much effort?
然后我就想说，那我要付出更多的时间，因为我很执拗嘛，就很倔强，我不服，我就觉得说，既然这样子，那我就付出更多的时间，投入更多的精力。
Because I was quite stubborn, so I decided that I need to put in more effort and did more preparation to get where I want.
然后最后呢，我就进了那个学校。
So in the end, I came to that school in Australia.
这好像是一个很开心的故事，我应该为这件事情开心，但其实上，事实上，我的心里面其实并不是这样。
It sounds like a happy ending, but my heart wasn't felt so happy.
因为我始终觉得这是另外一个阴谋的开始，它不会让我那么顺畅。
But I always felt that this is just the beginning of another disaster because it wasn't going to be smooth.
所以其实到了澳洲之后，我心里一直是惶恐不安的。我觉得随时都有一个定时炸弹在那边，它可能随时会爆炸，我不知道它是什么，有可能是疾病或者是什么东西。
So even after coming to Australia, I was always lack of peace. I always felt that something bad is going to happen to me, whether it's sickness or something. It's like a time bomb. It's going to happen.
所以说到受浸呢，其实我不懂为什么我觉得我没有考虑好是不是要接受主成为我生命最大的一个部分，在此之前。
So talking about baptism, I wasn't sure whether I was ready to accept the Lord, to decide to follow the Lord from this point onwards.
我不知道它是什么原因，我可能是觉得说是一些问题，是我对。 一些关于神的困惑，或者说我关于圣经的困惑。
I didn't know. I wasn't sure what was the hindrance. Perhaps it was my the problem that I have with some. I couldn't understand some of the scriptures.
所以呢，我就找了教会的姊妹，像青云姐，还有徐勇弟兄，然后我就跟他们说我的困惑。
So I talked to some of the brothers and sisters like Charlie and Annie, about my confusion.
我觉得如果这些问题解决，那我应该就可以很开心的接受受浸这件事情。I
thought if only I could solve all this confusion, then I can be baptized.
但事实上呢，那次谈话其实对我并没有多大的帮助，我心里面还是觉得不是很愿意。In
fact, that conversation didn't help me much because I was still not willing, even though they could answer my questions.
那我想说，那可能就是我不会去受浸了吧？我心里是这样跟自己说。So
I thought perhaps I'm never going to be baptized.
然后就在谈话之后的那一个星期。So
just 1 week after that conversation.
有一天早上我醒过来。One
morning after I woke up.
然后有一个想念就是突然间出现在我的脑子里面。A
thought came to my mind.
我就觉得说，到底人生当中什么是最重要的呢？
It's like I was asking, what is the most important thing in life?
就在过去的认知当中，那应该是亲情、友情、知识之类的东西。Perhaps
is relationship, is love, is knowledge in my previous life.
但是我又突然想，它有没有可能是信仰呢？But
I'm asking, was at that point I was asking, is it possible that faith is the most important thing in my life?
其实我自己也被自己这种想法吓了一跳，因为在那之前，我其实没有想过说我要为一个信仰做出一个什么样的决定，或者是什么东西类似的。I
was quite surprised by my own thought because before that I never thought that I was going to make a decision because of my faith.
然后呢，那些倒霉的事情就我又回想起那些。
Then I was reflecting on all the bad things that happened in my life previously.
就是我曾经感觉到那种失望，那种不确定，那种恐惧感又重新涌上心头的那种感觉。
All the disappointments, the fear has come back to me.
然后我觉得我自己很无助。
I felt that I was helpless.
然后那是真真正正的第一次，我喊出来，我说。 我说神啊，我很脆弱，我承认我是脆弱的，我承认我是软弱的，请你帮助我。
And for the first time in my life, I cry out, God, I am a weak person, help me.
And then, 就是那些，那之后我就觉得好像自己获得了从未有过的平静。
And after that, it was such a relief, such peace.
Yeah, 就是这样。
That's it.
然后我就决定来受浸。
That's how I decided to get baptized.
谢谢。
Thank you.
今天的见证聚会很精彩。
Today's testimony meeting is very exciting.
当然，我相信每一个弟兄姐妹心里最高兴的是，我们又多了16位家中的弟兄姐妹。
I think many of us are very happy to see 16 new members of the family of God.
在这16位的弟兄姐妹当中，还有不少几位都是在青少年聚会里边的人。
And many of those 16 people are actually youth in the form of youth group.
我真的为这件事很开心。
And I really happy for that.
因为我觉得我们能够给年轻人最好最好的帮助，就是让他们能够去跟主面对面。
Because we know that the biggest things we can do, the greatest thing we can do for the young people is that they can build a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
很多我们帮不到的，他们能够靠主做得到。
Many things we cannot help, but by the Lord's help, it can be accomplished.
而且我在听他们做见证的过程当中发现说，他们都是十分聪明，十分有智商的人。
And as I see them sharing testimony, I can see that they're all very wise and high IQ.
不过我想在结束前跟大家做一点点的勉励是什么呢？
So before we finish the whole meeting, I just have a few words of encouragement. Why should I do that?
人生最重要最重要的事莫过于得着主耶稣。
Because the biggest, the best things we can have is to have the Lord Jesus.
在很多人的见证上都是说到主耶稣怎样进入了你我的心中，改变了你我的生命。
Because many of the testimony talking about how the Lord Jesus entered their life, how the Lord Jesus changed their life.
本来你是个愁苦的人。
At first, you were someone in sorrow, in distress.
你从主那里得到了安慰和喜乐。
But you received joy and comfort from the Lord.
本来你是个胆小的人，忧虑多多的人。
You were once always scared of things and always worry about things.
但是因着有了主，你不再有忧虑，你满有盼望。
Because of the Lord, you have no longer worries and you're full of hope.
还有对于那些很智慧的人。
And for those who are very wise,
我也有一个这样的劝勉。
I also have such an encouragement.
有一天我们都发现，原来我们的智慧在神的面前有时候好像很可笑。
Sometimes we may realize that our so-called wisdom is actually quite laughable before God.
只有当你得着主的时候。才是个真正有智慧的人。
Because only when you gain the Lord, that's when you begin to have wisdom.
那么为着今天刚受洗的弟兄姐妹，我也有两点想跟大家共勉。
So for those brothers and sisters who were baptized today, I have two things I want to share with you.
第一点就是说到，你们见证当中常常说到的是因为某些弟兄姐妹给你们的爱心的关怀。
Many of you share about certain brothers and sisters care for you and help you.
所以我们要彼此的提醒，在神的家中有一个生命的特征是彼此相爱。
So therefore, I want to remind all of you that in the house of God, there's one thing that is special to us, which is to love one another.
而且是一个命令，要我们去 彼此相爱。
It is also a commandment that we should love one another.
一面刚才你们都参加了白饼了。
And you have joined the breaking of bread just now.
我常常在想，这告诉我们什么呢？
And what does it say to us?
你现在有份以耶稣这一个身体，这一个家里边的一份。
Now you have the right to participate in the family affairs in the church, in the house of God.
你的一切的需要和际遇是全体都有份的。
Anything that you need of, anything you lack of, our whole body of Christ.Are responsible for it.
所以我们盼望弟兄姐妹们都会关心到你们后边继续的成长。
I really hope that all the brothers and sisters will continue to care for you and how you grow after this.
同时，我也希望你记得，你也成了这家庭中的一份。
And you also need to remember you are part of the family now.
你有义务，你也有责任，摆上你所能的，让别人跟你共享。
You also have your duty and responsibility to share what you have, what God has given you.
我还回到一个老生常谈的问题。
Let me go back to something that I keep on reminding you.
今天你们重生了，也在众人面前做了一个美好的见证。
You have been born again, and today you have testified before everyone.
对有些人来讲，前边要走的路很长。
For some of you, the road before you is still a long way to go.
而且你的生命还有很长需要成长的过程。
You also have a long way to go in terms of your spiritual life needing to grow up.
最少有几件事在你成长的过程中必不可少。
There are a few things that cannot do without in your life.
一个小孩子生下来怎样的需要呼吸。
A baby that was born, how...He or she need breathing, oxygen.
所以你也需要天天时时的有祷告。
So therefore, every day you need to have a prayer life before God.
因为祷告就是你属灵生命的呼吸。
Because prayer is the breathing in and out of your spiritual life.
一个小孩子怎样需要吃奶？
A baby needs to have milk to survive.
所以你需要读圣经，是主的话语，是你的灵奶。
Therefore, you need to read the scripture, read the Bible, for it is a spiritual milk to you.
一个出生的小孩子怎样需要母亲、哥哥、姐姐们的怀揣跟帮助
？A baby needs the help of the older brothers and sisters' help.And care.
你需要活在教会当中，跟众弟兄姐妹在一起，你才能得到保护。
And you therefore should live in the church, enjoying the church life and receiving help and protection from the older brothers and sisters.
我提醒你的是，不是今天受完洗你就毕业了，这不是学校。
I'm saying to you, do not think that you are graduating because you got baptized today.
这是一条跟从主的生命成长的路。
This is a way of following the Lord in growing up to Him.
你今天才刚刚开始呢。
So today is only a beginning for you.
你需要常保存一个谦卑、饥渴的心，好叫你能得着祝福和保住。
Therefore, you need to continue to be humble and be hunger and thirst for the Lord.
那么仍然有些人可能以后的路很平顺。
Many of you may have a smooth going in your life in future.
有些人的路未必十分平顺，照人看。
But some of you in other people's eye may not be smooth.
但是正如刚才有一位年轻弟兄说的。
But just like one of the young brother who said.
主说，我向你们所怀的意念。
Say my thoughts for you.
是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
It's a thought that is bring peace to you, not bring disasters to you.
只要你是把自己交给主的人。
As long as you give yourself to the Lord.
不管遭遇的事情，你高兴，你不高兴。
Whether whatever you came upon, whether you're happy with it or not.
你能确信，如果天父不许可，不可能发生在你身上。
You must understand that unless it's permitted by the Heavenly Father, it would not happen to you.
如果天父许可发生在你身上，一定是他慈爱量过的尺度。
Whatever that happened to you must be measured by His loving hand.
他也一定给你力量。
Surely He will give you the strength.
不管你经过的路是怎么样。
No matter what sort of journey you are going through,
结局却是目标很清楚的。
The purpose in the end will be very clear.
你能够更爱耶稣。
That you allow you to love Jesus more.
你更像耶稣。
You'll be like Jesus. You'll be like Jesus more.
你更得天父的喜欢。
And you'll be pleasing to the Father.
我们今天时间关系停在这里，我们有一点祷告。
We must stop here because of time. Let's pray.
我请一周弟兄祷告。
We ask Brother Ichu to pray. Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
That this glorious day of testimony.
主，为了今天美好的见证。
These 16 brothers and sisters have testified how you have saved them.
主啊，这16位弟兄姐妹来见证您怎样拯救了他们。
How they have experienced you.
他们如何的来经历了你。
Lord, we know that you will continue to lead them and guide them.
主，我们深信你还继续的来带领他们。
Lord, give them a hunger and thirst for your word.
主啊，让他们能够渴慕你自己的话语。
And hunger and thirst for fellowshipping with you.
让他们有一个科目要来与你有更多交通。
And with other brothers and sisters.
也跟弟兄姐妹有交通。
Lord, may you glorify your name in their life.
荣耀你自己的名。
May every one of them.
让每一个弟兄姐妹。
Be a strong witness for your gospel.
成为你福音强烈的见证人。
That more and more people.
有更多更多的人。
May come to know you.
来认识你。
Because of the testimony.
因为在他们身上的见证。
May your name be glorified.
愿你的名得荣耀。
In Jesus' precious name, Amen.
奉主的名求， Amen.